KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's mostly clear, 0 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 9. There is a wind chill advisory that is in effect until noon for Crawford, Sac, and Monona counties in the northern portion of our listening area. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. Residents of some southwest Iowa counties will brave the bitterly cold wind and head to the polls today to participate in a special election to decide who will fill the Iowa Senate seat vacated by U.S. Senator-elect Joni Ernst. The polls opened at 7 a.m., and on the ballot for the District 12 seat is Democrat Steve Adams, Libertarian Donald Brantz, and current Republican State Representative Mark Costello. Fremont, Mills, Montgomery, Page, Ringgold, and Taylor counties are included in the district. Ernst formally resigned her seat on November 28th after being elected to the U.S. Senate. The polls will be open until 9 tonight, and Costello, who's from Imogene, won the Republican nomination earlier this month over six other candidates at a convention in Clarinda. Adams, who's from Red Oak, was nominated December 13th as the Democratic Party candidate. He was being chosen over Glenwood City Councilman Craig Florian. And Brantz, a longtime Mills County supervisor and southwest Iowa social worker, lives west of Mineola. A woman from southern Iowa was injured when her SUV crashed Monday afternoon in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 30-year-old Kendra Schultz from Blakesburg was transported to Allegiant Hospital by Missouri Valley Rescue after her 1999 Toyota 4Runner slid off the curb as it was merging from Interstate 29 southbound onto I-680. The vehicle hit a light pole on the north side of the road and came to rest in the north ditch. That accident happened just after 2 p.m. Monday. Officials say Schultz was wearing her seatbelt. Police in Council Bluffs have arrested a man suspected in a carjacking incident that occurred late Monday morning. Authorities say at around 11:30 a.m., officers were dispatched to the Walmart at 3201 Manawa Center Drive in reference to a carjacking. As the suspect, a transient identified as 31-year-old Joey D. Gilroy, fled the area in the stolen vehicle, a blue 2007 Pontiac G6. He struck another vehicle in traffic in the 3800 block of Metro Drive. At the intersection of Highway 92 and East Manawa Drive, Gilroy struck the back of a vehicle driven by Robert Shoemaker. As Gilroy continued southbound on East Manawa Drive, he was followed by Shoemaker. Near the intersection of East Manawa Drive and Navajo Street, Gilroy lost control of the stolen vehicle, which spun out. Gilroy then used the stolen car to intentionally ram into the front of Shoemaker's vehicle. When the Pontiac became disabled, Gilroy was taken into custody by officers as they arrived on the scene. During the investigation, it was determined that Gilroy was initially confronted by Walmart security, who witnessed him attempting to steal a shopping cart full of merchandise from the business. When security confronted Gilroy concerning the merchandise, he brandished a knife at the security officers and took off running through the parking lot. In the Walmart parking lot, Gilroy carjacked the stolen vehicle at knife point. Joey Gilroy was arrested for two counts of robbery in the first degree and aggravated assault. The merchandise was recovered at the business and is valued at $830. And Atlantic police and rescue personnel were busy Saturday responding to four separate accidents. The first happened around 12:20 a.m. at 10th and Plum Streets, when a vehicle driven by Jason Mullen of Atlantic rear-ended a vehicle driven by Amanda Cooper, also of Atlantic. The accident happened at the intersection of 10th and Plum as both vehicles were traveling eastbound on 10th. Following the collision, Mullen left the scene. Cooper followed him and called police once both vehicles were parked. Mullen was subsequently arrested for OWI first offense and booked into the Cass County Jail. No injuries were reported. Damage amounted to $5,000. At around 4 a.m. Saturday, a vehicle driven by Adam Fisher of Lincoln, Nebraska, was traveling west on 29th Street from Highway 6. When Fisher failed to negotiate a curb as the road turned south onto Nishna Street, the vehicle ran off the road and hit a metal livestock chute. No injuries were reported. Damage amounted to $17,000, and Fisher was cited for failure to maintain control. Then just before noon on Saturday, two people were transported to the Cass County Hospital after vehicles driven by Alan Thielen of Anita and Michael Albert of Atlantic collided at the intersection of 7th Street and the Walmart Access Drive. Officials said Thielen was traveling north on the access road and turned right onto eastbound 7th. When Thielen braked, his vehicle was struck in the rear by Albert's eastbound vehicle. Albert had the green light, according to police. Thielen and a passenger in his vehicle were taken to CCMH. Damage from the crash amounted to $11,000. There were no citations issued. And then at around 3:50 p.m. Saturday, a rear-end collision at 7th and Walnut Streets in Atlantic occurred. Vehicles driven by Stephanie Bloom of Walnut and Keegan McGanigal McManigle, rather, of Griswold were traveling eastbound when Bloom stopped for the red light. McManigle was unable to stop in time. She was cited for failure to stop at an assured clear distance. There were no injuries reported. Damage amounted to $7,500. In our funeral announcements, Ruth Flannery, age 82, of Guthrie Center, died December 23rd. Funeral services for Ruth Flannery will be this morning at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Kathleen Armentrout, age 94, of Red Oak, died Thursday. Funeral services for Kathleen Armentrout will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Seller Gren Lundell, DeMar's Funeral Home in Red Oak, has arrangements. Brandon White Gorbett, age 34, of Bixby, Oklahoma, died Thursday. Funeral services for Brandon White Gorbett will be today at 2 o'clock in Bixby, Oklahoma. Betty E. Gall, age 89, of Erling, died Friday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Betty Gall will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Alveda Davis, age 93, of Stewart and formerly of Redfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Alveda Davis will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Panther Creek Church of the Brethren in rural Adel. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Vaneen Groh, age 76, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Vaneen Groh will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church at Bowman's Chapel in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Richard McCauley, age 81, of Atlantic, died August 31st. A massive Christian burial service for Richard McCauley will be Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Doris Rhodes Ballard of Council Bluffs and formerly of Cumberland died Sunday. No services are planned for Doris Rhodes Ballard. And Aisley McCarthy, age 3, of Elkhorn, died Monday at Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Aisley McCarthy are pending with the Odie Funeral Home in Elkhorn. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.